Thanks for joining me here on Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, the founder of Bare Bones Yoga and the creator of the Momentum Magic Method, the way to become a confident yoga teacher who seamlessly shares cues and easily creates sequences, whose classes are transformational, not just transactions, who understands anatomy and who shares their passion in a unique and authentic way. Here on the podcast, you'll hear anatomy lessons, stories from teachers, interviews with others in the field, and a dose of personal growth, because having a strong, healthy mindset is such an important piece of being a confident teacher. In addition to the podcast, follow me on Instagram and TikTok for daily videos on teaching topics, and I've got two more ways you can build your confidence and skill. Join me weekly for my mini masterclass and teaching clinic, a 30-minute teacher-only themed yoga class, followed by a teaching lesson. Just DM me the words masterclass invite. And I'm also excited to tell you about my new invitation-only group called the Empowerment Club, an exclusive community for yoga teachers who want to feel confident and make a bigger impact. Membership is free and includes weekly workshops, private audio lessons, private Facebook group, and special offers on programs. DM me the words Empowerment Club for your application. Thanks for taking the time to listen today. Hi there. Welcome to Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, and this is episode 284. I'm recording this on March 1st, 2024. This will go live on March 4th. And I'm just full of the energy of the first of the month. I did a reel today on Instagram, and you can go check that out. I spoke to the fact that it's the first. And it's not just the beginning of a month, it's the beginning of the first, it's the beginning of the third month of the year, which means at the end of this month, it'll be the end of the first quarter. So there's a couple of different ways you can look at March 1st. And I always look at things through the lens of what is possible, or at least I try to. And so this particular month is a really great opportunity for you to start to work on the things that you need to work on, that you want to work on, so that you can be the most amazing teacher possible. And the reason that this particular month is really just pivotal for that kind of transformation is because there's so much time left in this year. And at the same time, if you don't start now, what's going to happen? You're going to probably go through another quarter of the year, and then it's going to be January, March, April, May, June, July 1st, and half the year will be gone. So that's why, you know, depending on what you started doing on January 1st that was motivated by your desires, by the things that you wanted to take on as part of your transformation as a yoga teacher, if you did some of that work and some of that journaling and manifesting and goal setting, but you found that you lost your way, now is a perfect time to get back on track. So I wanted to just, first of all, say that. The other thing I wanted to share with you is today was a perfect example of a day where I had a couple of things happen from the minute I woke up that really got me off track. And lately, walking the dog, which used to be a really joyous occasion for me, has turned into a royal pain in the butt because he's been difficult to manage on the leash. It's been really super cold and windy. So I've been letting these things get in the way of what was a really sacred time for me every morning. Walking the dog, listening to a podcast, coming home, making my smoothie with my supplements, and just starting my day off right. And then I join a meditation group at 10 a.m. Like, just that's my mornings are sacred. From the minute I wake up until noon, I typically don't do any meetings. And I just love my mornings. But lately, especially today, I was, oh my God, it was only like 9:15 and I could have screamed. And what I did was something that I was trained slash taught to do by really diving in heavily to the Esther Hicks teaching. So Abraham Hicks is the manifestation of a connection between this woman, Esther Hicks, and I don't know, I guess you could say, and the otherworldly, not people, but spirits. If you don't know anything about Abraham Hicks, there's a whole bunch of books written by Esther and her husband, Jerry, when they channel this spirit. I know it sounds kind of out there, but I will say, because I have a lot of familiarity with neurolinguistic programming and neuroscience and cognitive behavioral approaches to making change and some other psychologically based frameworks. If you really look at what Esther Hicks does when she's channeling spirit, she's really doing NLP. And I can go into that more if you're interested, but I want to just say that that's my interpretation of what she does. If what I'm saying to you when I speak to it through the lens of spirit freaks you out and makes you think it's bullshit, it is, it's really not. It's actually the other way to think of it. And if you listen to any or watch any of the videos, if you just go into YouTube and just Google Abraham Hicks, or I just Google Esther Hicks, pick a video where they animate them because they hide the identity of the person at the workshop. But it's look for a video where she's got somebody in a coaching session and listen to how she talks to the person. What she's really doing is active listening. So she's hearing what the person's saying is their problem. She's reflecting back to them what she's hearing. And then she's sharing an approach grounded in her own framework. I'm not saying this is for everybody. The reason I'm bringing it up is because one of her teachings is this concept called getting into the vortex. And getting into the vortex means the vortex describes an energetic place where you are at your best, where you are connected to what she calls source, what you could describe being in the zone. Like when you think about athletes and they talk about being in the zone, that's what it means. It means the ultimate presence. If you've ever read Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, same thing. That's why I say, if you listen to Esther Hicks and you've never listened to her before and it freaks you out, know that this, her framework is kind of her own take on stuff that's out there. Everybody sort of has their own way of expressing it, which is kind of cool because you can find your way to learn about this. And I cannot even tell you how powerful it is to start to think about the idea of a vortex, because it basically means, like, imagine, you know, like, I don't know if you have one of these in your house, a shower that you step into. I do, but it's one of those like really big showers where there's no door. But I used to have a shower where I opened the door and stepped into it. So think of stepping into the vortex like that. You open the door and you step into it. Or think of it like a garden with a gate, and you open the door or you open the gate and you step into the beautiful garden. Think of getting into the vortex like that. And so on a day like today, where I came home, it was only 9:15 and I was already batshit pissed off. I said to myself, I need to get into the vortex fast. I know it sounds almost like a superpower or like something that like Batman would say to Robin, like, we need to get into the vortex fast. But that really is what it's like. And so what you need to think about is, what can I do that is a slam dunk for shifting my mood? So for me, it's meditating, it's exercising, it's listening to Esther Hicks, reading a couple pages in a book that I love, dancing to Justin Timberlake, listening to Taylor Swift. You know, you have your own things. And so I'm going to suggest that, number one, go on YouTube and put in the search bar Esther Hicks, E-S-T-H-E-R, Hicks. See what comes up. Look for a video, an animated video where she's doing a coaching session with somebody. If the first one turns you off, listen to another one. That's number one. Number two, between now and the next time that we meet again here on the pod, if you find yourself in a bad mood, think about, what can I do to get me into the vortex? Even make a list on a post-it note. This also works really well if you're on your way to teach and you're in a bad mood or you've had a bad day and you need to get into the space, the mental space, so that you can be of service to your students. So this would also work well there. So that's kind of the first thing I wanted to say. We talked about March 1st. The other piece I wanted to speak to is I want to, number one, thank you if you came to my workshop this week. I don't know if you know, but did you know that I do weekly workshops? If you didn't know that and you want to be invited, you have to be on my email list. So make sure that you go, if you're not on my email list, which you would definitely know if you are, because I email value added emails to my list every day. So if you're not getting emails from me every day, you are not on my list. But to get on my list, go to my Instagram and in the profile, my profile, download my sequence building template, and then you'll be on my list. And then you'll get the invites to the weekly workshops. So this week, I hung out after the workshop with a couple of teachers who had some questions. I absolutely loved their questions, and I just wanted to briefly touch on what their questions were. One of the teachers said that she is, I think the way she phrased it was, she's spending a lot of time creating different sequences, and she wanted to know, since my workshop was about my sequencing approach, she wanted to know how she could start to loosen her attachment to changing her sequence all the time. And so I had asked her what was motivating her to change her sequence a lot. And she said what I've heard a lot. She was afraid her students would be bored if she taught a similar sequence from class to class. And then she also related her experience of taking class and being frustrated if she goes to a class and the teacher is teaching a similar sequence than the last time she was there. So I said to her, do you think your experience is the same experience that someone else would have? In other words, do you think the fact that you get bored when you practice a similar sequence from class to class, do you think that means that all your students will be bored just like you? And it sort of stopped her in her tracks. And she said, no, I don't think that. That's just the way I feel. And so I'm not going to go into this in massive detail because I've talked about it on the pod before multiple times, but I just want to show you that one, like what I actually did there was I basically used NLP as a technique to help her see what she was saying through a different lens. And that is really difficult to do by yourself because you're always sort of seeing things through the lens of how you see the world. And if I see the world through the lens of my own experience as a yoga student, and if I have an experience as a yoga student where I get frustrated that a particular class I go to has a similar sequence from class to class, I'm going to see the world through my belief that teaching a similar sequence from class to class is boring. And so now I'm going to be compelled to change my sequence all the time. And so I think you get a sense of where this is going. And the reason this is grounded in NLP is because neurolinguistic programming looks at essentially how we're programmed, how our beliefs program us to do things, to have habits, even if they don't serve us. But we do them anyway, and we'll keep doing them until we uncover the belief that drives us to do them. So that was one question that came up. The other question that came up that I wanted to share with you was one of the other teachers said that she teaches beginners and she feels compelled to practice with them because they're beginners. And so this is sort of the same route. You know, it's sort of that belief that beginners need us to practice with them because they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things I can go into about this. What I'm just going to say here, just to kind of succinctly get to the point on this one, is if you're feeling that your beginners need you to practice with them, test that belief simply by practicing less with them and getting better at sharing action cues. Beginners need action cues. They don't need anatomy, alignment, or somatic cues. I mean, they do, but if you had to pick out of the four types of cues, the cues to give your beginners, hands down, it's going to be action cues. So, you know, give it an experiment, teach your next three beginner classes, practicing with them less, and you get better at articulating the practice with action cues only and see how it goes. And that's all I'm going to say. If you want to send me a DM on Instagram and let me know how it's going, I'm happy to hear how it's going. And I can even give you some suggestions about things to do. So I wanted to also share two light bulb moments. I share these on every episode. Light bulb moments are moments that teachers in my program had with me in the past week, where they realized something profound, where they've accessed a deeper level of power, empowerment, authenticity, confidence than prior to the coaching call that we had. And I want to give a shout out to both Amy's in my program. Amy B, she sort of sheepishly told me at the end of her coaching call with me this week that she wanted to start an Instagram. And I could tell from her body language and I could tell from the way she brought it up that she was a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I could actually do this. And we mapped out an entire plan for her. And she's so excited to get going with that plan to build an Instagram profile. And so her light bulb moment was really realizing, truly realizing that she is able to do this, that it is a possibility for her, that she can build an online community, that now she has a framework, now she has an outline, a structure for how she's going to go about that. And she had the courage to step up and say, this is something I want to do, even though I could totally tell it was pushing her out of her comfort zone. And it will be pushing her out of her comfort zone to create this IG. And she's going to do it. I also, side note, want to give a shout out to Lisa T, who is doing a bunch of different things right now, including setting up an Instagram. And she and I had a similar conversation this week, and she also feels a little tentative. However, she's going forward with it anyway. So shout out to her and the light bulb moment that she had, that this is more than possible for her. And then I also want to give a shout out to Amy A, who her light bulb moment this week was she texted me to say that learning anatomy with me in my program is helping her to share her anatomy-based cues better. And she's had a couple students come up to her and specifically thank her for the cues she is sharing. So shout out to those teachers in my program. Love, love, love what you're doing. Keep up the amazing work. So today, what I wanted to do is I wanted to share with you a really unique framework, one that you've never heard before, one that no one else is teaching, one that I literally invented today. Now, when I say I invented it, created it, came up with it, it's something I already was doing myself for my own growth and development as a teacher, the development of my brand, the development of my offers, all of it. And it's also something I've been doing with teachers I've been working with. It's just that today I literally got off a coaching call with Lisa, and I had like a complete spiritual download, like the universe poured into my brain and I just took a pen and just wrote down these six words right after our call. And I was so motivated to share it with you that I blew off the other thing I was going to tell you about on this episode. And I'm going to tell you this. So I want you to think about this as a framework for your success as a teacher. And I'm going to use the word success, even though I know it probably triggers some people and they're going to say, oh, it's not appropriate to talk about success for yoga teachers and all of that stuff that people sometimes say. And I say, blah, blah, blah to all that. We can absolutely use the word success. I know you want to be successful as a yoga teacher. What that looks like to you is completely up to you. I know, though, from talking to hundreds of teachers that they are looking for confidence when they teach. They want to feel like they're showing up authentically. They want it to feel easy. They don't want to have any, you know, worries about their students. They don't want to feel anxious before their classes. They want to do workshops. They want to learn about fascia so they can do MFR workshops. They want more people in their classes. They want to know they're making an impact. They want to share things in their own way, in their own words. They want it to just be another seamless expression of who they are because they love yoga and they love helping people through the art of teaching, through the skill of teaching yoga. So that's what I know that teachers want. And that's one way that I can say that's success. Whatever success is to you, That is what we're calling this. For right now, I'm calling this a framework for your success as a yoga teacher. And again, this is not taught in hours-based teacher training. This is a more elevated conversation that really is above the level of like the nitty gritty. And it's more at the level of strategy. It's more like the umbrella over all that you're doing. And when you build this, when you build this framework, you literally will have a higher level of purpose and a clearer focus in everything that you're doing. So this is the one where you're going to want to take notes. So get your pen ready. Okay. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 elements to this framework, the framework for your success. The first one is mission. You need to have a mission and you need to know what it is and you need to be able to say it clearly and in about 30 seconds. And if you don't think you have a mission, you have a mission. You just haven't taken the time to define it. Probably because no one's told you that you should. It's one of the first things I cover when teachers enroll in my program. It's one of the first exercises I take them through. It is life-changing. When you start to define what is your mission as a yoga teacher, who do you want to help? You know, what are you going to be doing to help them? What kind of person are you going to be helping? What is motivating you to teach? What motivated you to take your training? What inspires you? What lights you up about teaching yoga? All those things are covered in what is your mission. So that's something that if you can't clearly say what it is, you know, I can say my mission is to help as many yoga teachers as possible get out into their community, into their get out into the world, teaching in the most confident, empowered way possible. That is my mission. Like I don't teach a lot of classes. I teach online. I, you know, my program is running enough that I don't teach classes that much anymore. Especially since COVID shut down all the studios I taught at. So I am 100% dedicated to my mission of educating and empowering yoga teachers so that they can make a huge impact in their communities and in the world. And that's my mission. You need to know what your mission is. And that's the top line of this whole thing. Because when you know what your mission is, everything is going to follow from that. The second thing in this framework for success is method. How are you teaching that's different from everybody else? How are you teaching that's unique to you? How are you teaching that's identified as your way? Are people like excited to take your classes because they know this is how you're teaching? Like, what's your style? What is the basis of you wanting to teach in that way? What training and education and expertise do you have that is supporting you in showing up and teaching in that way? Like, this is part of you developing your method. Now, you didn't invent yoga. I didn't invent yoga. None of us invented yoga. It's been around for a long, long time. But how we put it together is unique to us. And even if you and I taught literally the same sequence, it would be a different experience because what we would say, how we would say it, how we would walk around the room, you know, would all be uniquely us. So if you didn't think you had a method, my friend, you have a method. Again, you probably just haven't defined it. And when you do, that is part of fully stepping into your power. That is part of distinguishing yourself. That is part of having the confidence to stand in front of a room and be like, okay, everybody, come into downward facing dog. And you're standing there knowing, I'm taking these people through my methodology. I'm taking them through. I'm a teacher. I'm qualified to be here. I'm expert status. I am showing them my method and making an impact. So that's method. Number three is message. Think about when you watch TV and you see a commercial and you get the message from a particular brand. Think about when you scroll through Instagram or TikTok. TikTok's probably even to a certain extent more of this. And you see different influencers on any of these social platforms, and you get a sense of what their messaging style is. What are they saying? What are they saying a lot of? What do they emphasize? What do they believe in? What are their values? All of this comes through when you teach, because you're not just saying step your foot forward, drop your back heel, reach your arm up. You're also saying other things about what happened to you on the way to class, or you're telling a joke, or you're laughing at your mistakes, or whatever you're saying, and you are also, maybe if you're not, this is something you can definitely be doing, you're also sharing benefits of the poses, the anatomy, things that are driven by what you love about teaching and what you love sharing. And this all becomes part of your message. Method, you can think a little bit more as tied to the physical movement part, where message is more about the cueing and the talking. And messaging also comes through when you talk to people before class, after class, when they ask you questions, when they hire you for privates, like all of that. So that's message. The next one is mindset. We've already talked a lot about mindset in this episode. Mindset means you are doing, you have done, you are willing to do the mental work necessary so that you are unencumbered by the opinions of other people. Like, honestly, that's what it is. So you are free of beliefs that you are there to please people, that you are free of the beliefs that yoga is unsafe and you need to teach safe classes, that you are free of the need to ask people for feedback because you want to know if they're liking your class. Like all the things that are encumbering you, if that's a way to phrase it, are holding you back, that's a better way to phrase it, from being the most successful, authentic, empowered, confident teacher possible. Are you doing the work to clean up your mental space so that you can be that teacher? That's the mindset piece. The next piece is momentum, because holy shit, once you are on this path that I'm describing, your success is inevitable. You will have so much fucking momentum. Just tell your significant other, get out of my way, because there's no stopping me now. Like, honestly, that is what will be happening. You will be in so much momentum instead of what I call choose your own adventure, which is where so many teachers are. They're just out there trying to figure it out on their own, or they know what they want to do, but they tell me, I have no idea where to start. And then I'll say to them, great, I get that. I can help you. And then they go, oh, I don't have the money. Oh, I can't afford it. Oh, it's... So all I hear when someone says that to me, when someone tells me they can't afford to work with me, all I hear is, I'm not ready. I bet most of the people that went to see Taylor Swift did not have the money. And they found the money because they wanted to see Taylor Swift. They were ready. They were more than ready. And so when you're ready to really be the teacher that you know you deserve to be, that you know you're capable of, money is like not even an option. It's not even an issue. Like you're just a yes to do what you need to do. So momentum, oh my God, momentum is like the drugless drug. It is like I was mentioning in the beginning of this episode, once I stepped into the vortex in the morning at about 9:30, and I did what I wanted to do. So I practiced yoga. I listened to Esther Hicks while I was practicing yoga. I think I did an Instagram live. I had a healthy breakfast. You know, within an hour, I was unfucking stoppable. I was in the vortex. I was unstoppable. There was no stopping me. And that's what I mean. When you're in momentum, whoever lives with you is going to be saying, what has come over you? And you can say, I'm in the vortex. And the last piece is movement. And it's not movement like you think, although it's cool that it kind of has a double entendre. It's not movement as in physical movement. Here, what we're talking about is you creating a movement. You are creating a movement when you do all the steps in this framework, because you are going to be standing out from other teachers. You are going to be making an impact in your neighborhood, in your community, in the studios in which you teach, in the locations where you teach. And that is creating a movement. I don't care if it's 5 people, 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people. How many people doesn't matter? It is a movement that is coming from you being the most empowered teacher possible. So those are the steps, a framework for your success: mission, method, message, mindset, momentum, and movement. So here's the bottom line before we wrap this one up. And if you're still listening, you're a champ, because that means this really was engaging content for you. And I'm super psyched about that. So if you're ready to step into your role as an empowered teacher, and you want this framework, you want to walk through this framework and make it work for you, just send me a DM and just use the word framework podcast 284. And I'll support you through it. I'll walk you through it. I'll help you make it happen. Thank you so much for being with me today. And I'll chat with you on the next episode. Namaste. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And as a special thanks, DM me the words podcast offer, and I'll share with you a special opportunity for yoga teachers who are ready to be confident and skilled and drop all that prep time, drop practicing with class, drop using the same cues over and over, and drop worrying what other people think. If this is you and you're ready to step into your most powerful, authentic way of teaching, DM me the words podcast offer on my Instagram, Bare Bones Yoga.